on the Big Sports Breakfast. It's Laurie Daly's Power Rankings.
All right, boys, this is what we've got this week. Sydney Roosters, no surprise. They're outstanding again against Parramatta.
Number one.
Yep, $3.25 premiership favourites. Hard to see who's going to beat them, given what they're doing at this stage. But we know it's a long year. The fact that they're able to lose the lead with 20 minutes to go, then lose their best player, and then come back to win, says a lot about that football team and that football club and the confidence that they have in one another to get the job done. So they're just a standout at number one at this stage. I thought Manly's performance against the Raiders had every reason to lose that game. All the excuses were there. If required, they didn't take them. There was no shortcuts. They played hard. They competed well. And it was one of Manly's better victories. So well done to them. Penrith, I thought they were outstanding against the Melbourne Storm. Anytime you can beat Melbourne's a great effort. And they've really come on as a football team. I think they're a hardened football team. I thought, you know, maybe in the past they had a bit of a soft underbelly, but that doesn't look to be the case at the moment. So Ivan Cleary's done a tremendous job with them. They're working hard for one another. Nathan Cleary's got good composure and, you know, their forward pack is standing up at the moment. So well done to them. Eels, even though they're beaten, I think the Eels are quality this season. Brad Arthur, again, has done a terrific job with them. He's, you know, grown this team. They've got some maturity about them. As long as their discipline and focus can stay there for the full 80 minutes, they're a chance of winning. But you just saw when they got in front the other night, they just lost concentration, gave away a couple of penalties, lack of concentration in defence, missed tackle, and the Roosters opened them up. And then they weren't able to come back and win. But they competed hard for 60, 65 minutes. But they'll get better as the season went on, goes on. And then South Sydney, I thought they're starting to hit their straps a little bit. I thought they played some really good football against the Warriors. Started off a bit slowly, but once they found their groove, they showed us what they were able to do. And I think with South, that's what they're going to be like. I think now that they've found their groove, found their rhythm, understanding the new game, I think they'll start to hit a bit of form and start to string a few wins together.
Notable omission for me there, Loz, is the Knights. Is there something about the Knights that you're still unconvinced with?
No. I thought they were very good against the Broncos, but against the Broncos, what are we judging them on? They haven't won a game since the resumption of the comp. So they've been pulled apart from everyone. And the Knights, you know, the Knights played some good football, but I just saw more improvement in South Sydney last week. I thought they'd improved from the previous week. The Newcastle Knights are showing more resilience. I thought they did a great job to beat the Broncos. But again, the Broncos, they've beaten nothing. They've been beating no one so far. So I don't know where the Broncos go. I know they're $1.40 favourites or $1.36 favourites this week against the Titans. Geez, you wouldn't be falling into them.
Yeah, $1.35 would tap $3.20 at the Titans. Jeez. Plus 7.5 at the line.
Could you fall into the Broncos at that point?
Not in a million years at the moment. They need to be winning.
And I know they're playing the Titans, but give me strength. Give me strength.
I'm going to have to put him in my multi now.
Yeah, the Broncos?
Yep.
Oh, right.
But I think they'll win this week.
Oh, geez, I'm not as confident as you.
They'll win this week.